The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus came into the district of Judea and across the Jordan. Again, crowds gathered around him, and as was his custom, he again taught them. The Pharisees approached him and asked, "Is it lawful for a husband to divorce his wife?" They were testing him. He said to them in reply, "What did Moses command you?" They replied, "Moses permitted a husband to write a bill of divorce and dismiss her." But Jesus told them, "Because of the hardness of your hearts, he wrote you this commandment. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, no human being must separate." In the house of the disciples again questioned Jesus about this. He said to them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. In today's world, we talk about love as being a sort of requirement for marriage. But where the world talks about falling in love, the church talks about actual love and the duties and responsibilities therein. Marriage is a partnership. It requires love, yes, but not the romanticized love we often think of, where everything is roses and butterflies. Marriage, as in a relationship, requires a sort of love that makes demands upon the couple, demands that are difficult, like loving even when it's hard, loving through sickness and health, through riches and poverty. The kind of love the church says we must have for marriage is not a good feeling, but a willingness to work hard to make sure that the marriage works, having open and difficult conversations, talking about finances and children and the role of the parents in the life of their children, and even being open to as many children as God asks a couple to have. These are not easy things. They're difficult. But as marriage is a partnership between a man and a woman, dialogue they must. A couple who is unable or unwilling to have open and honest conversation, unwilling to sacrifice, unwilling to compromise, will soon find themselves in situations much more difficult than is needed. Sometimes requiring perhaps a therapist to help navigate the relationship and discover again the goodness that's there. My brothers and sisters, marriage, as I'm sure many of you know, is difficult. But it is good. Marriage is good. Because of how serious we as Catholics take marriage, as it is truly the bedrock of civilization, and it is at the heart of how we relate to God, it's important that we all work towards supporting and helping to make marriages happy, healthy, and holy. Unions that aren't based just on good feelings, that shift with time, but which are based on the very foundation of existence itself, our supreme good, God. Only a marriage rooted in and founded on God will be able to last through the successive trials and tribulations it will face through this life.